Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is March 22nd, 2003. We're in the month of awareness, which falls under the discipline of perception. Today's episode 81, The Sign of True Education. I'll go ahead and read our passage for today. What is it then to be properly educated? It is learning to apply our natural preconceptions to the right things according to nature. And beyond that, separate the things that lie within our power from those that don't. Epictetus Discourses 1.22.9-10a. In this quote, Epictetus is discussing the concept of being properly educated. He believes that being properly educated means learning to apply our natural preconceptions, our innate ideas about the world, to the right things, in accordance with nature. This means we should use our common sense to understand what is right and wrong, and what is in accordance with the laws of nature. So that leads us to today's journal prompt. Have I confused schooling and education? I personally sit at a crossroads. I'm nervous of what's next. Perhaps more than a crossroads, I'm at the edge of a new season of life, and that's why I've felt so overwhelmed recently. Much to my disliking, I am now more aware that I'm not as educated or as well schooled as I had previously thought. This passage is suggesting that it's okay that I haven't received a formal education from a higher institution, and that being schooled is not the only education that matters. I don't disagree, I just feel like I'm lacking in education in general. I feel a desire or mission to learn more. I keep trying to push myself to make up for lost time, which I'm told is both impossible and unhealthy. I yearn for education, yet feel that because I have yet to go to college, that I don't have a proper one. Education, however, is a broader concept than schooling. It encompasses all the experiences that contribute to a person's intellectual, emotional, and social development. Lacking these feelings feels worse than lacking institutional accomplishments. I haven't confused these two things. I just feel defeated by both. It's as if I and everyone around me have been lying to me for some time now. I can't believe I was so naive or gullible for so long. It's laughable to think that I've gained a compelling or helpful education from the choices and actions I've taken over the last 10 years. Given as much as I've read or engaged in self-reflection, one would think that I'd be more educated by now. The missing piece for me, then, is action. Travel for exploration's sake hasn't been in the cards for me. Widening my horizons in this way would, in my opinion, humble me, while also exposing me to cultures and perspectives that differ from my own. Alas, I need to remain patient in this thinking, remembering that peace comes from within me, and that yearning too much is not good for me either. There's plenty I can still do from the position I'm currently in. In fact, I'm taking action this week already. On Friday, I'm going to be meeting with my admissions assistant for Arizona State University in the morning. Following this, I've been given the opportunity to meet with my aunt for brunch. I'm both anxious and excited for these events because I'm labeling them as such. I feel like I still don't know if I want to go to college, and if so, for what and why. Meeting with my aunt is a whole nother can of worms. She's a realtor. I'm interested in investing in real estate, so it seems like a positive thing. However, I feel that I lack structure or finances that I need to pursue this desire of mine. I can avoid thinking this way, though, and instead choose to have an open mind going in and remember that I don't really have anything to lose by having these conversations. Speaking with my mom today opened my eyes to ways in which I'm dismissing my life experiences and not considering them to be a proper education. Honestly, I think we both need to be reminded that we have accomplished things and do have skills that we have accumulated by doing so. Some consider being properly educated means learning to distinguish between the things that are within our power and the things that are not. After reflecting on today, I'm learning how to accept where I am currently while taking steps to move forward rather than remain stagnant. It is much better to focus on the things that we have control over, such as our thoughts and actions, and not worry about the things that are outside of our control, such as the opinions of others or external events. While schooling is an important aspect of education, it is only part of a much larger picture. It is possible to receive a great education without attending school, and it's also possible to attend school without receiving a comprehensive education. So it's important to keep in mind that schooling and education are related, but they are not identical concepts. I'm still learning what this means for me in the grand scheme of things. What I do know is that I still have a lot of work to put into myself, and as I've said before, I think this inner work is never done. By continuing this practice, I hope to get closer to living a more peaceful and fulfilling life. On that note, I'm going to wrap things up. I'm eager to learn more about myself and to develop new and unused skills. I also need to remember to be patient, as progress takes time. I enjoy journaling as it helps me reflect daily, and everyone should try it out for a little while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it's difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best, and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.